Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, everybody. It's Maria Boynton. My guest today is Jasmine Burke, Atlanta bred and born. How are you doing?
I am wonderful and blessed.
Awesomely awesome. I see you out and about every so often. See you on red carpets, things of that nature. She, of course, is an American actress starring as we see you on Bounce TV.
Yes. Four seasons. The number one show on Sunday nights in America, Saints and Sinners.
And now you got something else going on. What is Angrily Ever After?
Angrily Ever After is a rom-com that is about having it all, losing it, and trying to get it all back. And we tell the story in such a hilarious, gut-busting way.
How did you become connected with this?
I became connected. Terry J. Vaughn, I was taking her acting classes. Mm-hmm. She called me. She said, Jasmine, I'm directing a new movie. Read the script. And if you like it, I'm going to have to put you on a plane tomorrow and you got to start work. I said, I'm up for the challenge. Let's go. I read the script, loved it. And I flew to D.C. and we shot Angrily Ever After.
You're Tia Logan.
Tia Logan.
Tell me about her.
She is D.C.'s number one it girl news anchor. Has it going one, okay, in every way. She has the man, the career, and the ring. Okay. But everything might not be as it seems. And when it actually comes out that she's been living a lie with this guy, mm-hmm. she has to figure out how to get her life, the real life, the true life that she really wants to live, back. That's what it's about.
Everyone, we're talking to Jasmine Burke, Atlanta born and bred, and she went to Kennesaw State University.
Yes.
Studied theater and business.
Yes.
So, wow, you're just making it happen on all fronts.
Yes. And then I said, you know what? I want to learn some more. So I'm going to Harvard right now studying film because I just wanted, you know, I had started writing and directing content, short films, and putting things out there, creating, never waiting. And I said, you know what? I want to just learn some more. I was self-taught, taught myself how to write scripts, taught myself how to use the camera, the editing software. But I just always feel like there's levels. Growth never stops. So I put myself in Harvard, and I've been growing and becoming an even better filmmaker.
And what do you tell people? Because for many, you know, whether you want it or not, you're a role model. You're beautiful. You're young. You're a woman, and you're making it happen. What advice do you give those who say, I want to know how she's doing it?
It's a process, and everybody has their own process. No two people are alike for a reason, and no two people are going to have the same journey for a reason. And everything that we go through, everything that I've been through, when I look back at the pitfalls and like some of the mistakes I've made and just different situations that look like they were a setback, they actually were sent to teach me something so that I could have the lessons for the next level. It's to build character and to build strength. So I would say trust your own process. And if it feels like a setback, just readjust your mind and find the lesson in it and move on to the next level.
Your work with Boys and Girls Clubs of America. Proud of that, aren't you?
I am so proud. I'm a Boys and Girls Club alum. And I went there growing up and I went to Girls Inc. And then I ended up working for both companies while I was in college, you know, helping to run some of the summer arts programs. So it was just a full circle moment when that happened, seeing all the enrichment I received from those organizations and then being able to go back and give it back to the kids is such an incredible honor.
When we talk about giving back, that's not all. Boys and Girls Club, you work with the Miss Black Teen Atlanta Scholarship Pageant.
Yes. Okay, so Miss Somebody does their research. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I see you now.
Well, thank
yes.
you.
When I was in middle school, I don't even know what it was. I saw a flyer in the hallway about signing up for a pageant. And I said, I took the flyer home to my mom and said, Mom, I want to do this. Mm-hmm. And my mom supports everything that I do since I was a child, and I thank my mom for that. And she always said, okay, we don't have much, but we'll figure out how to get it done. We'll pull it together some way, somehow. And she did, and supported me. And I was in pageants and winning scholarships. And I'll be hosting the Miss Black Atlanta pageant in December. And I'm so excited.
And I guess that's what, 100 Black Men of Atlanta?
Yes, the 100 Black Men of Atlanta will be escorting the young pageant contestants and helping them get to the stage and making them feel beautiful for the day.
You do a lot of work in the community. We're looking forward to knowing about that and seeing you in December. And I know you work with CASA.
Yes, court-appointed special advocates. When I was in college, my mom saw an article in Essence about CASA. And my mom knows how passionate I've always been about protecting children and advocating for children. Because I was molested when I was young. And we had to figure that out and fight through it to get me to a place where I wouldn't be damaged by it. You know, it's a part of my life, but didn't damage my life. And I've always felt like children need to be protected. And it just always made me feel angry. Like, why do people do horrible things to anybody, but especially children? They're innocent. So my mom said, sign up for CASA and use that anger and turn it into passion for fighting for something that you believe in, and not letting the anger fester in you, but bringing it out in a great cause. And so I signed up for CASA and was actually the youngest person sworn in to the Fulton County CASA.
Oh, wow. And how do you, if you do, how do you use the experiences that you've gone through, the things that you've experienced in your acting? How are you able to do that?
Using the experiences that I've been through in my acting is very necessary. That's what makes me a great artist. That's what makes me an artist that when people see my work, they feel it because they're connecting to something real. I'm not fabricating an emotion out of thin air. I'm literally going to a place in my life where I was disappointed by someone. I was let down by someone. I was angry. I felt cheated out of something. I felt lied to. And I go back to that in my mind. And then I infuse that into the lines I'm saying for that character. So it's very important and very necessary. I don't work any other way.
She's Jasmine Burke, everybody. How can people connect with you on social?
They can connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at The Jasmine Burke. That's at T-H-E Jasmine Burke.
Why should they come see you in Angrily Ever After?
Because it's a good time. Hey. It's a good time. It's a funny movie. It's a feel-good movie. It's a rom-com. We are being shown in such a classy but real way. Okay. Yeah, we can go through things, but everybody's not downtrodden all the time. Like, they're making Black people look not only excellent but sexy, and while they're going through their depression and everything else, we put the funny on it. So you're gonna laugh the whole time, you're gonna feel good, and you're gonna be hashtagging all kind of crazy things that we say.
And we all need a laugh.
We all need a laugh. So if you want to laugh, tune in Saturday, September 21st, 8/7 Central on BET and BET Her to watch Angrily Ever After.
Jasmine Burke, ladies and gentlemen, Angrily Ever After. Thank you, Jasmine.
Thank you, Maria. Thank you.
Thank you all for listening. I'm Maria Boynton.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.